A question is only half of knowledge. The statement is a declaration of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is therefore important that one should constantly inquire about one's dini matters. To merely plod along without being aware of whether what one is doing is correct or not, or to merely assume without knowledge that everything is fine, is very dangerous indeed. It is for this reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us in the Quran Kareem, ask those of knowledge if you do not know. Many questions are of such a nature that they apply to numerous people. And inshallah, with all the questions that have come in last week, we intend to pose those questions to our learned scholar of Sharia. Well, for the benefit of the listeners, we would like to inform you that keep in mind that many of the programs that we have been broadcasting, especially the live broadcast that we had from the Riverside Mazar, also from Madison Road, certain times we have time restrictions, so we have to adhere to the times that have been given to us. So we request you to be patient, as I have been just informed by my technician that we have been receiving calls, very negative calls, and sometimes brothers who do not even know the manners or mannerisms when they do call. 8:28 right now, we are going to be joined by Sheikh al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah. Also like to remind you that this evening I have received an SMS from Maulana Shabir Asmal, who is the Deputy Imam at the Madison Road Masjid, who has informed us that the Hilal, or the moon, for the new Islamic month, the 6th Islamic month, Jamad al-Thani, 1426, has been sighted in Cape Town. So right now, this evening after Maghrib, it is the first of Jamad al-Thani. Jamad al-Thani has already commenced. We are already in the 6th month. Well, we are getting closer to that Ramadan broadcast. Without further delay, we would like to welcome Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Wa Alaikum Assalam wa Rahmatullah.
Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Jazakallah once again for joining us. We indeed appreciate Hazrat Mufti Sahib taking this time for being with us. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, unfortunately, you know, time is always against us, but very quickly we're going to move into the questions. We have about 15 or 18 questions. And I think, inshallah, as Hazrat Mufti Sahib is answering the questions, I will try and transcribe the SMSs, inshallah, to make it easy. Mufti Sahib, very recently we have received many SMSs pertaining to the status or the issue of the parda or the niqab. Brothers and sisters wanting to know whether it is fard for a lady to have the niqab, and also if there are differences of opinion on this. And before Hazrat Mufti Sahib actually responds to that, to our listeners, we would like to remind you that there could be differences of opinion. If you disagree with what Hazrat Mufti Sahib has said, inshallah, you could write up to Radio Al Ansar, or you could call us here. But this evening, we are not taking any calls on air because we already have questions. So once again, we request you, if you disagree, in a very dignified and manner, we request you to write up to us. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, that question about the parda, whether it is fard or what is the status of the parda?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, that if anybody disagrees with any answer that I give, then note my email, mufti@mweb.ca.za, or mufti@alislam.co.za, and then you can communicate with me and present your proof. And you have to be academic. Do not waste your time if you are going to be abusive or anything. As far as hijab is concerned, it is wajib. And the ayats of Surah Hujarat, Surah Nur, explain that it is wajib. Those who are interested can see Fatawa Rahimiyah, Volume 1. The whole discussion about parda being wajib is there. The ayats have been quoted. The ahadiths have been quoted. Just to give you a few things that we know, alhamdulillah, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had so many wives, and we got no physical description of those wives. But we know of the Sahaba, we got physical description of them. So when the biographers wrote the biography of the wives of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which they have done, no one has written about their physical description and their facial description. In fact, of all the Sahabiyats, no physical description has been written. Not about Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, not about Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Abu Dawud hadith is very clear on this point, that when they went for Hajj, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said that when strangers should pass by, then they should cover their face. So covering of the face was the normal. In Ihram, the ladies are allowed to expose their face. But the blessed wives of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the state of Ihram, should cover their faces because they did not want strange people to look at them. So hijab is wajib. And those who, some ulama are saying, those who deny the wajib nature of hijab go out of the fold of Islam. Islam does not want the ladies to come to the masjid even, and do not want the ladies to come for Faras Salat because of the very same reasons. So when Islam does not want the ladies to come even to the masajids, then for any other programs, also Islam wants the ladies to stay at home.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Moving on to the next question pertaining to the females also. When it comes to greetings, when it comes to the Islamic greeting, who can they actually greet besides the immediate family members? When it comes, Jane.
The females.
Jane.
Concerning salam, I've written a whole entire kitab on that. It is on my website, alislam.co.za. It is called The Virtues and Laws of Salam. Ladies can greet ladies. Ladies can greet juniors, meaning junior ladies. Ladies should not greet non-mahrams, meaning ladies should not greet those whom they can get married to. Yes, ladies can greet very, very old men.
Jazakallah for answering that for us also, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Moving on to our next SMS that we have received. Are you allowed to cut your nails in your house? People say that it is bad luck. I think this SMS is cut short, but I think that this is something Mufti Sahib has come up in the past also, but perhaps the listener has been tuning in for the first time.
About nail cutting, first of all, we should know that it is permissible to cut in the daytime, in the nighttime. Perhaps this notion came about, you cannot cut the nails in the evening, when in those areas there was no proper lighting system. Therefore, the people said, no, don't cut the nails in the night. It may fly into the food, etc. It is permissible to cut the nails in the daytime, in the nighttime, provided obviously there is enough lighting and the nails do not fall into the food or into the drink. However, understand something, that in certain kitabs it is written there that there is a sunnat method of cutting the nails. There is no sunnat method of cutting the nails. You start from the right hand and carry on from there onto the left. There is no sunnat proven method of cutting the nails.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Moving on to the next SMS, it reads as follows: is the caste system allowed in marriage? Do you have to marry your own type? As you know, Muslims keep to their own caste, like Surtis, Maimans, etc. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, this is a very common SMS also.
As far as this is concerned, this is some people describe this masala as kuf, and the Hanafi scholars have elaborated. Those who are interested can see Hidayah, etc. However, that in our country, this no more applies. And you have to have compatibility as far as status, position, method of living, and you should have compatibility as far as style of cooking, method of making the roti and gravy, etc. Whether they are compatible in that nature, whether they can live with each other without quarrel, fight, dispute, and disagreement, and whether they can financially support the husband can financially support the lady, irrespective of which caste she comes from. This caste system does not apply to South Africa any longer. Late Hazrat Mufti Mahmud Gangohi Rahmatullah Alayhi stated that in South Africa this thing does not apply at all.
JazakAllah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Right now we have online Hazrat Maulana Mufti Afzal Hussain Ilyas Sahib, Hafizahullah, who is an author of many books, and perhaps inshallah, since today is our last program for the Sirat Nabi broadcast, we will be asking Hazrat Mufti Sahib of the latest books that have been published. 8:36. Moving on to one more question before we go for a commercial break. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, this SMS says, if a Muslim is living in a country where access to halal meat is difficult, can one consume the meat, the available meat? Please advise what the correct procedure is, Hazrat Mufti Sahib.
If a person is staying in an area where he cannot access halal meat, then he should do with vegetables, etc., and fish, but no room for consumption of haram meat, irrespective it is slaughtered by anybody.
JazakAllah, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. This SMS reads, when Ibrahim alayhi salam left his wife, Hajra alayhi salam, and Bibi Ismail alayhi salam on the mountains, was that a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or his first wife, Sarah? Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
This was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is clear in the hadith kitabs that this was the command, and in fact, his wife, Hazrat Hajra, not alayhi salam. Alayhi salam you use when it is a Nabi. There is no female Anbiya alayhi salam. So the Hajra, you have to say radiallahu ta'ala anha, she asked him, is this the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And he indicated, yes, it is the command from on high.
JazakAllah for that. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the next SMS. I would like to know if it's okay for a mother to go for holiday or stay at her daughter and son-in-law's house.
It is absolutely permissible.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Just very quickly, we're looking at the next SMS. The soul of a saint never dies. Could Hazrat Mufti Sahib please elaborate and explain on this?
Let alone the soul of a saint, the soul of anybody doesn't die. So forget saint. And these days, unfortunately, every other person is saint. And every other person has got titles of sainthood. So why worry about the souls of the saints? Souls of anybody, Muslim, even non-Muslim, the souls don't die. They take it either to Ilin or Sijin and contact it to the body via a system like the telephone line. So the soul is taken off from the body. That is why the word is used, intikal. Intikal means to take something out from one place to another place. Muntafil means movement from one place to another place. So the word utilized even denotes the soul is taken out. The soul does not die, the body dies.
JazakAllah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. The next SMS, when Ayub alayhi salam punished his wife, did he throw 5 rose petals or 5 pieces of tiny sticks at her, Hazrat Mufti Sahib?
There was no question of throwing anything, and there was no question of punishment, as this word punishment is too severe to use. We should use the word admonishment and fulfilling of a pledge that he had taken. It was he held that bunch in his hand, and he just struck her with this.
JazakAllah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, if a girl has left the folds of Islam, is she allowed to visit her parents, and is she allowed to go to any family funerals?
First of all, in an Islamic country, any person leaving the fold of Islam is wajibul qatl. That means that person is supposed to be executed. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he did 2 astonishing things in his lifetime. One was that he whipped and punished a person who spoke ill of Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the other thing, that when he was informed while he was still mounted on his conveyance that certain person had left the fold of Islam, he said, before I alight, that behead this person. So in the Islamic country, the person who leaves the fold of Islam is wajibul qatl. This person has left the fold of Islam. For that person to visit the parents is permissible in our situation and environment. But you should keep them far away from Muslim funerals.
Shukran, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. 8:44. Right now we see the Business Sense team has already arrived. So Mufti Sahib, the next SMS. My husband has taken a second wife without my permission. What are my rights according to the Sharia? At the time the second at the time, the second wife did not know he was already married.
Both nikahs are valid. Both nikahs are intact. That if he is not happy, then he should complain or lodge a complaint if he is not supporting her or abusing her or hitting her or not fulfilling the bedroom rights, then she got right to complain. Otherwise, she got no grounds for seeking a divorce.
Jazakallah for that, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. It looks like we have already come to the end of those SMSs that we had received. Mufti Sahib, perhaps inshallah, before we conclude with our program, could Mufti Sahib perhaps tell us about the latest publication, the books that Hazrat Mufti Sahib has translated, and also where they're available from?
First of all, I am a bit sad that why they're only giving us 15 minutes for a lengthy program and an important program like this of question and answer, where we all of us learn together.
Very true.
And we appeal that inshallah we get properly organized and these programs are given more importance.
Inshallah.
People, unfortunately, who have got batil ideologies are given more time, looks like. As far as the books are concerned, Hafiz Sahab, one is Hayatul Sahaba. Hayatul Sahaba is a life of stories of the Sahaba by Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, the second Amir of the Tabligh Jamaat. We have retranslated it, a fresh translation, in 5 volumes, and each volume is over 400 pages. We are selling that at 350 rands, and also we have got limited copies of that. And also this year, Quran Made Easy, a simple translation of Quran Kareem based on Jalalain, Kamalain, Asan Quran, and Tafsir Osmani. And before each surah, there is a summary and link, etc. Yet, Quran Made Easy is in 2 volumes, stretching over 1,300 pages, and available at 100 rands for both volumes. And those who are interested can phone me 083-786-0017. And I advise the listeners that especially Hayatul Sahaba, we have got limited copies, so they should contact us very quickly, 083-786-0017.
Mufti Sahib, you've forgotten to say I'm your agent in Durban.
Or you can follow, contact Hafiz.
Inshallah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, well, we have come to the end of the Siratul Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam broadcast. Mufti Sahib, really, I don't know when I say Jazakallah Khairan Shukran to Hazrat Mufti Sahib for the contribution that Hazrat Mufti Sahib has made, your dedication, your commitment, and Alhamdulillah, you know, I'm truly astonished. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the strength. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the help to continue serving the Ummah through the Radio Islam, Radio Al Ansar, and with the translation of the works Hazrat Mufti Sahib is doing. And may Hazrat Mufti Sahib continue to do so. And our du'as for the best for Hazrat Mufti Sahib and his family, for dunya and for akhirah. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, perhaps you would like to say a few words to our listeners in conclusion.
Yes, far as what I would like to say to all the listeners, that this is the age of trial and tribulation, and we should worry about a few things. Do those things which are proven in Islam. Abstain from those things which are not proven. Irrespective of who is doing it, what they are doing, if they have no substantiation of what they are doing, there is no khair and barakat in it. In fact, it is an innovation. Also, that unfortunately these days, too many non-ulama are taking the role of ulama and becoming self-appointed hazratjis and becoming self-appointed pious personalities. This is hindering the propagation of deen and the spread of deen. Also, we should be very, very steadfast in our salah, the faraz salah, and realize that reading Quran daily, making zikr, and recitation of Durood Sharif individually, all this should be done so that we get closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend a lot of time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, listen to what is authentic and reliable, and you as a Muslim are fully entitled to question anybody, especially when they tell you to do something, you are allowed in the light of Sharia. even the Khulafa'i Rashideen were asked by their companions to substantiate what they are telling the public. So you are allowed to question any alim, any person, about what they're doing, why they're doing, and what they want you to do. Also know very clearly, the Sharia of Islam does not want the woman to go to the graveyard or to the masjid. In the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were 9 other masajids besides Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The woman of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not go to the 9 other masajids. They only went to Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a special reason. And now there is a tendency of performing salah without the head. We make a humble request and appeal to all the listeners that if you can bring only one hadith wherein Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, due to a non-valid reason, read salah without the head. Even the scholars of hadith say that those hadiths which state that he used a head as a sutra, those are za'if in nature. And nowadays, the fashion has become to perform salah with short sleeves. And this also, we ask that, give us one hadith where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made salah with short sleeves. It is part of ethics of Islam that we perform our salahs attired properly, neatly. And we should keep a beard, a fish-length beard, not more and not less. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us. Amen. And grant us the ability to practice upon the deen.
Amen.
And grant us the ability to become steadfast on saying the truth, staying with the truth, and living with iman and dying with iman.
Ameen, ameen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, once again, on behalf of the management of Radio Al-Ansar, the present, the technicians, the presenters, and myself, especially when I have called Mufti Sahib during odd hours once again, Jazakallah for Hazrat Mufti Sahib's assistance, and our technicians, Altaf, has also conveyed salam to Hazrat Mufti Sahib. Mufti Sahib, remember us in your du'as.
Inshallah.
Jazakallah, Mufti Sahib. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.